everyone, and welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Analysis Time, Reviving Ancient Flowers. I'll be doing an in-depth study of an excerpt from an article that I read in the newspaper that's very interesting. For those of you who are joining for the first time, you can follow along with the text and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libs.com, or you can post the app available in iTunes. I'm also on Facebook under from A Cup of English, and you can join me and a lot of other people to talk about and many other topics. So let's get started. Analysis time, reviving ancient flowers. Because many of you have responded positively to my new series, Analysis Time, we're going to continue with a particularly interesting one today. It's taken from an article about breakthrough scientific technology. And if you haven't come across the phrase breakthrough, you might be able to imagine its meaning. It's literally the idea of breaking through a wall of ignorance and arriving at new knowledge and new technology. A breakthrough is positive and exciting. It can be used in many different areas, science, medicine, and even psychology. In fact, you can even use it on a personal basis. And here's an example of that. I had a breakthrough with my counsellor yesterday. I realised that I must forgive my parents. So in a very personal way, we can use the phrase breakthrough. There are lots more examples coming up in the article. So here it is. A plant that was frozen in Siberian permafrost for about 30,000 years has been revived by a team of Russian scientists, and borne fruit to boot. Bacteria and other simple organisms had been known to survive in the ice for thousands of years. But reviving a life as complex as a plant is an entirely different matter, scientists said. For this study, the researchers managed to grow a plant without even using a seed. Instead, they thawed, washed, and disinfected the fruits and took out bits of nutrient-rich fruit flesh, known as placental tissue. When bathed in the right broth of chemicals, placental tissue acts like the plant version of stem cells. The study is an encouraging sign that it may be possible to revive larger and more complex beings that were preserved in the frozen tundra. So there's lots to look at here. Let's start with number one, the word born. Born, that's B-O-R-N-E, comes from the verb to bear fruit. The sentence should have said, and has borne fruit, to be clear. The plant has produced fruit. It's an irregular past participle that obviously looks nothing like the original verb to bear. It is spelt the same as the predatory animal bear and is pronounced the same but has nothing to do with it. It's also often used with other meanings such as to accept or to carry. There are other meanings, but those are the most common. Have a look at a couple of examples. He bore the criticism, even though other people were guilty. I can't bear the pain anymore. I'll take a headache pill. Number two is a funny little phrase that means also or besides. It's to boot. It carries, or bears, as we said in number one, more a sense of surprise or significance than just saying also. Listen to the two examples. He not only sailed the Atlantic, but he wrote a novel at the same time. I returned the dress to the shop and got my money back and a gift certificate to boot. So you're adding it on to the end of a sentence. Something extra has taken place. Number three, the word complex. In the third sentence it says, but reviving a life as complex as a plant. So complex, fairly straightforward word, just meaning complicated or sometimes difficult, and it's used basically in any arena. Example 1. She is a complex individual. Just when you think you know her, she says something very unexpected. Or, here's another example, the math that my son is doing in school is too complex for me. Number 4, an entirely different matter. It's a very useful phrase that adds seriousness to a second idea. Let's have a look. Why they argued is one thing. The state of their marriage is an entirely different matter. Here you can see that an argument has been mentioned, but a more important matter is the state of their marriage, and that is the second issue that's been mentioned. Making austerity cuts might be necessary, but creating economic growth is an entirely different matter. So again, you have the first idea, which is making austerity cuts. The second idea, creating economic growth, is shown as being more important. Number 5, to manage to plus a verb. It's a very useful and very common phrase implying that some effort has been made to achieve an outcome. For example, I managed to find my wedding ring. It had been missing for 2 months. I don't know how he did it, but he managed to pull himself out of the hospital bed and walk out of the building. It's also used when asking questions in an accusatory way. If somebody has done something wrong or something that you don't like, sometimes we will use manage plus a verb. You'll have to excuse my dog that's barking in the garden. I'm afraid I can't stop it at the moment. Here's the example. How on earth did you manage to crash the car into the mailbox? Number 6. Instead means as a substitute for or as an alternative. So in the article, it talks about the researchers managing to grow a plant, it says, without even using a seed. Then there's a full stop, and then it says, instead, comma, they thawed, washed, and disinfected the fruits. So the use of instead in the article shows that instead of growing a plant from a seed, they used an alternate means. Let's have a look at A, another example. I was going to call you, but I decided to walk to your house instead. Or, I told him to study, but he played outside instead. Now the word tissue. Tissue is the soft paper we use to wipe our noses. You can say, pass me a tissue, or I need a tissue. It is also, though, used as material or substance when we talk about animal or plant life. They took some brain tissue to do a biopsy. So that's a piece of the brain that's been taken out to be examined. So we'd call it tissue, some of the material from the brain. Some of the inside tissue of the leaf was studied. It can imply that the material that is being taken out in this instance or studied is delicate, but it belongs to either an animal or a plant source. Number 8, broth. The chemical broth that the placental tissue was immersed in. Well, broth here means a thin, watery soup that usually has meat or fish extract in it. We often drink a broth, or you can make a broth, but it can be used, as in this case, in science, when talking about a mixture. Here's another example. To make the best chicken broth, boil the bones for at least half an hour. Add vegetables and seasoning. Number 9. The something version of indicates that something is familiar to something else in function or essence, but different in a fundamental way. In the article, we saw that the placental tissue acts like the plant version of stem cells. So they're similar to human stem cells, but quite different fundamentally. Here's some examples. That boy is the young version of Elvis Presley. So from this example, we can see that the boy obviously looks like Elvis Presley, or perhaps sings like him, but he's fundamentally different. He's much younger. Here's another example. Love Song by Adele is a slow jazz version of a song by The Cure. Let's hear that one more time. Love Song is the name of a song, and The Cure is the name of an English musical group from a few years ago. Love Song by Adele is a slow jazz version of a song by The Cure. I met Mary's mother the other day. She is an older version of her daughter. They are so similar. So Mary is the older version of Mary. They basically look the same, but the mother is fundamentally different in that she is much older. So now that you have a little bit more knowledge about those expressions and that vocabulary, let's go back to the article, and I'll read it again at normal speed. A plant that was frozen in Siberian permafrost for about 30,000 years has been revived by a team of Russian scientists and borne fruit to boot. Bacteria and other simple organisms had been known to survive in the ice for thousands of years. But reviving a life as complex as a plant is an entirely different matter, scientists said. For this study, the researchers managed to grow a plant without even using a seed. Instead, they thawed, washed, and disinfected the fruits, and took out bits of nutrient-rich fruit flesh, known as placental tissue. When bathed in the right broth of chemicals, placental tissue acts like the plant version of stem cells. The study is an encouraging sign that it may be possible to revive larger and more complex beings that were preserved in the frozen tundra. Well, thanks again for listening. I appreciate your emails and the comments that you leave on the blog. Thank you to all of those who are commenting. If you have any questions or comments, please email me at acupofenglish@live.com or acupofenglish@hotmail.com. And if you do, I promise to email you back. Thanks again for your time. Until next time. Bye-bye.